The pushback on a number of the Ford government's political policies is getting stronger and more litigious. The latest group who will be heading to court against the premier are members of the Ontario Health Coalition, who plan to present a charter challenge to the government's controversial More Beds, Better Care Act. Now, that's the bill that forces some elderly discharged hospital patients to be transferred to long-term care facilities as far away as 70 kilometers from their community, or even further than that in northern Ontario. Frankly, I'm surprised it took this long to challenge the legality of this bill. The group argues that the Ford policy is fundamentally discriminatory against the frail and elderly. They say that there's no way to appeal these decisions. In fact, patients can now be charged $400 a day if they refuse to get shipped out of their hospital bed. There's a lot to unpack here in this challenge, including the assertion by many advocates for elderly patients that all the government's really doing is offloading the hospital overcrowding crisis onto long-term care facilities who are equally ill-equipped to handle the crisis. It remains to be seen if this charter challenge is going to be successful or if the premier will once again try to invoke the notwithstanding clause to make his problems disappear. Either way, it seems that the premier's praise and his promise to listen to the people, well, it makes you wonder, really, doesn't it? Just what people is he listening to? I'm Bill Kelly.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.